The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pakistan trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. Pays tributes to brave hearts of Kargil war on occasion of 25th Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras. Prime Minister criticizes opposition for spreading misinformation over Agnipath scheme. Says those misleading youth of nation had no regard for armed forces in the past. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says political, economic and security cooperation with ASEAN is of utmost priority. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval leads Indian delegation at annual meeting of BIMSTEC security chiefs in Myanmar. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio introduces bill in American Congress, aims to strengthen U.S.-India partnership and counter China's influence in Indo-Pacific region. Bangladesh wins toss and elects to bat first against India in semi-finals of the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket at Dambulla. And Paris 2024 Olympics to begin this evening with historic opening ceremony at River Seine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras today. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said that this great land of Ladakh is witnessing the 25th anniversary of the Kargil Vijay Divas. He said, Kargil Vijay Divas tells us that the sacrifices made for the nation are immortal. Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, PM Modi said, Pakistan had failed in all its nefarious attempts in the past, but was trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. PM Modi said he wants to tell the patrons of terrorism that their nefarious intentions will never succeed. He added that Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply.
Pakistan ne apne itihas se kuch nahi sikha. वो आतंकवाद के सहारे प्रॉक्सी वॉर के सहारे अपने आप को प्रासंगिक बनाए रखने का प्रयास कर रहा है लेकिन आज जब मैं उस जगह से बोल रहा हूं जहां आतंक के आकाओं को मेरी आवाज सीधे सुनाई पड़ रही है मैं आतंकवाद के इन सरपरस्तों को कहना चाहता हूं कि उनके नापाक मंसूबे कभी कामयाब नहीं होंगे आतंकवाद को हमारे जवान पूरी ताकत से कुचलेंगे दुश्मन को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दिया जाएगा
लॉडिंग द रिफॉर्म्स इन द डिफेंस सेक्टर प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड इंडियाज डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन हैज क्रॉस्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ He added that India is making its mark as an arms exporter as well, contrary to its past image of a country that was counted as an arms importing one.
Defence mein research and development budget ka bhi 25% private sector ke liye reserve kiya gaya. Aise hi prayason ka parinam hai ki Bharat ka defence production ab 1.25 lakh crore rupaye se zyada ho chuka hai. कभी भारत की गिनती हथियार मंगाने वाले देश के रूप में भी थी अब भारत एक्सपोर्टर के तौर पर अपनी पहचान बना रहा है
Prime Minister also criticized the opposition for spreading misinformation regarding Agnipath scheme and said it was one of the crucial reforms and will increase the strength of the country. The Prime Minister pointed out that those misleading the youth of the nation today had no regard for the armed forces in the past.
अग्निपथ योजना के जरिए देश ने इस महत्वपूर्ण सपने को एड्रेस किया अग्निपथ का लक्ष्य सेनाओं को युवा बनाना है दुर्भाग्य से राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा से जुड़े इतने संवेदनशील विषय को कुछ लोगों ने राजनीति का विषय बना दिया कुछ लोग सेना के इस रिफॉर्म पर भी अपने व्यक्तिगत स्वार्थ में जुट की राजनीति कर रहे हैं ये वही लोग हैं जिन्होंने सेनाओं में हजारों करोड़ के घोटाले करके हमारी सेनाओं को कमजोर किया
Recalling the days of Kargil War, the Prime Minister said he salutes the brave sons of the country who made the supreme sacrifice to protect the motherland. He reminded that in a few days from now, on the 5th of August, the abrogation of Article 370 will complete 5 years and the Jammu and Kashmir of today is talking about a new future full of dreams. Underlining the developments taking place in Ladakh, the Prime Minister said, through Shinkun La Tunnel, the Union Territory will remain connected with the whole country throughout the year in every season. After the event, Prime Minister Modi carried out the first blast of the Shinkunla Tunnel project in Ladakh virtually. The Shinkunla Tunnel project consists of a 4.1 kilometer long twin tube tunnel, which will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed gratitude and paid tribute to the armed forces on the Kargil Vijay Diwas. In a social media post, President Murmu acknowledged the extraordinary valor of Indian armed forces. She remembered an honored who made the supreme sacrifice while protecting Mother India on the peaks of Kargil in 1999. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh paid rich tributes to the armed forces personnel who fought valiantly in extremely harsh conditions to defend the nation's territory during the Kargil War 25 years ago. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is becoming self-reliant in the defense sector. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said, in the last 10 years, 70% of defense equipment has been produced in India. He said the country is exporting the defense equipment to 80 countries and it has exported defense worth about 25,000 crore rupees.
डिफेंस के प्रोडक्शन में पिछले 10 वर्षों में आत्मनिर्भर हुआ है भारत करीब करीब 70% के आसपास हमारा जो रिक्वायरमेंट है डिफेंस का वो आज भारत में ही बनता है भारत में डिफेंस का प्रोडक्शन 1,00,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक हो गया है डिफेंस के जो पब्लिक सेक्टर यूनिट्स हैं उनका वैल्यूएशन आज एक बहुत हाई वैल्यूएशन पहुंचा है और सबसे बड़े गौरव की बात है कि भारत में बने डिफेंस उपकरण आज 80 देशों में एक्सपोर्ट हो रहे हैं करीब 25,000 करोड़ से ज्यादा के एक्सपोर्ट
Health and Family Welfare Minister today said India has become the dispensaries of the world, adding that it is producing world's most effective and cheapest medicines. Replying to supplementaries during question hour, Mr. Nadda said the government has taken several steps to strengthen the pharmaceutical industries in the country. He said the government is promoting micro, small and medium enterprises to include any pharmaceutical manufacturing unit with a turnover of less than 500 crores that requires technology and quality upgradation. BJP MPs from Karnataka today protested in the Parliament complex and demanded the resignation of Karnataka Chief Minister Siddharamaiah over alleged Mysuru Urban Development Authority MUDA alleged scam. Talking to media outside Parliament House, Union Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi demanded resignation of Karnataka Chief Minister over alleged MUDA scam. Mr. Joshi alleged that the Chief Minister is directly involved in the scam and the matter should be handed over to the CBI.
Congress party bhrashtachar mein pura dube hue hai, to iske karan इसमें जहां तक इतने बड़ी मात्रा में जो भ्रष्टाचार हुआ है इसमें कांग्रेस हाई कमांड का भी एक बहुत बड़ा शेयर है मैं आग्रह करता हूं सिद्धरामैया इस्तीफा के देकर इसको सीबीआई को सौंपना है
इंडियाज फर्स्ट इंटीग्रेटेड एग्री एक्सपोर्ट फैसिलिटी विल कम अप एट जवाहरलाल नेहरू पोर्ट इन मुंबई टू बोल्स्टर द कंट्रीज एग्रीकल्चरल एक्सपोर्ट एंड इम्पोर्ट केपेबिलिटीज Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal has approved the project of development of export-import-cum-domestic agricultural commodity-based processing and storage facility on public-private partnership mode worth over 284 crore rupees. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates on the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the political, economic and security cooperation with ASEAN is of utmost priority. Addressing the opening session of the ASEAN-Indian Foreign Ministers meeting in Vientiane today, Dr. Jaishankar said ASEAN is the cornerstone of India's ACTEAST policy and vision for Indo-Pacific. Dr. Jaishankar said digital, defense, maritime, connectivity, security, health and cultural heritage preservation continue to be priority areas for India-ASEAN cooperation. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar also spoke about the situation in Myanmar, keeping the sea lines of communication open and free, Quad's outlook on ASEAN and the conflict in Gaza. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval is leading the Indian delegation at the annual meeting of the BIMSTEC security chiefs in Myanmar. The fourth annual meeting is to be held in Naypyidaw today. During his visit, Mr. Doval also met with his Myanmar counterpart, Mao Aung, yesterday. BIMSTEC security chiefs have called on Prime Minister Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio introduced a bill in American Congress today that aims to strengthen the U.S.-India partnership and counter the growing influence of China in the Indo-Pacific region. This is for the first time such an India-centric bill has been introduced in the U.S. Congress. The bill proposes to treat India on par with its allies like Japan, Israel, Korea, and NATO. Among other things, the bill would set a statement of policy that the U.S. will support India in its response to growing threats to its territorial integrity, provide necessary security assistance to India, and cooperate with India with respect to defense, civil space, technology. The Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine this evening. This year, the Paris Olympic Games will feature a celebration of the centenary of the 1924 Olympics. Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching third spot and the women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. Now let's go over live to our correspondent in Paris, Shaurya Chaudhary. Shaurya, what's the latest update you have for us?
Bonjour from Paris.
Bonjour.
It's a very gloomy morning. I mean, the rains have started yesterday. It was very sunny, as you were mentioning, at the archery event.
Correct.
The sun was out. It was very pleasant. It's slightly warm day, and the Indians really shone bright. As you rightly said, the men coming third, an unprecedented performance there. Especially Dheeraj Bommadevara was in fine form, fine settle. He was shooting those arrows right on the mark, and he really carried the Indian team. Tarundeep Rai was also very good, and the women also did really well, as you said. So both those teams, they are through to the quarterfinals directly. That's a great thing. That means theoretically, they are 2 wins away from our first medal in archery, and we could, you know, win multiple medals in archery. That would be a brilliant start to the Indian campaign. But today, as you said, the synergy or the focus is the opening ceremony, the grand opening ceremony. And the problem is the weather, of course, because as you know, it's being held on the River Seine. And the traditional athletes parade, the march, that is
right.
The famous march, India's flag bearers will be PV Sindhu and Sharad Kamal, two very decorated Olympians. But, you know, they're going to come in boats to the center of the town, to the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
The
thank, you,
the
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Shaurya, for that update. We'll get back to you later. Thank you. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, Bangladesh were 8-1 in 1.3 overs in the first semi-final at the Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Dambulla, Sri Lanka, a short while ago. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bat. The Moidams of Assam have received a prestigious 43rd UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. Nearly 700 years old, Moidams are hollow vaults of brick, stone and contain the remains of kings and royals. We have a report.
It is going to give a big, big boost to the tourism in the northeastern stage. It is a big day for all of us because under the able leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Modi ji, we have successfully inscribed 13th property in a row in last year. Big day, India, which stands 6th in the list of it. We have created a progress, acquired a progress so that we can inscribe more and more sites in this.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pakistan trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. Pays tributes to bravehearts of Kargil War on the occasion of 25th Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras. Prime Minister criticizes opposition for spreading misinformation over Agnipath scheme. Says those misleading youth of nation had no regard for armed forces in the past. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says political, economic and security cooperation with ASEAN is of utmost priority. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval leads Indian delegation at annual meeting of BIMSTEC security chiefs in Myanmar. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio introduces bill in American Congress aims to strengthen U.S.-India partnership and counter China's influence in Indo-Pacific region. Bangladesh wins toss and elects to bat first against India in semi-finals of Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket at Dambulla. And Paris 2024 Olympics to begin this evening with historic opening ceremony at River Seine. And with that, we end the midday news.